Oh me, oh my. Look at that fish.
Golly, dude, we just lost a hell of a recording. All right, well, welcome to the Smalley Talk Podcast. This is one of the hosts of the show, Chris Vaughn, and also in the car with me, Josh, the Hammer, Krinko.
Thunder Rod, actually.
Oh, damn it, I forgot. Also, a Bassmaster champion, dude. Yeah, He is in the car with me right now.
We're 2 years removed from that, so we're going to have to...
I think you, once Bassmaster champion, you're always Bassmaster champion.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not taking it away. I'm not. You can self-strip if you want.
You know what, actually, there was a really good... I know you may not agree with this, but I don't like walking around touting that stuff. Like, I just don't, like, whatever. I'm...
Right.
You know... But I was recently in Orlando.
I mean, other than the fact that it's listed on your LinkedIn profile, yeah, it is on your Instagram bio.
Yeah.
But you don't tout it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
people have to really pry it out of you.
I hired a guide. I was recently in Orlando for a work thing, and I hired a largemouth guide, and he's a good guy, but. Like, I talked with him pretty extensively, like, to let him know, like, hey, I know what I'm doing. Like, I want to fish artificial. He kept trying to get me to do live bait.
What?
I know. I was like, dude, I want to fish artificial. yeah. So, we get to the thing. I get to the ramp, and I pull in, and he, like, has got, like, some rods rigged up, and he's like, all right. He's like, here's what I got going. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever. And he's like, do you know how to throw a bait caster?
Yeah.
And I like looked at him and I go, I said this exact line. I said, dog, I got a blue trophy, dude. I can fucking throw a bait caster.
Oh, damn.
He like looked at me and goes, are you shitting me? I was like, no, dude. I was like, rig up whatever you want. And he's like, oh, okay. I think.
Did maybe like when you had to. I'm assuming your dong was carry on at that point when you put your dong on the boat.
I actually had my trophy with me. It was strapped to my bag.
I don't like to beat people over the head with this, but I did bring my trophy with me to this business conference. Yeah, dude. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to strip you of it. It's, you know, it's a blue trophy.
Appreciate it.
It's the trophy's blue. So good on you.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. We're out today. Today, the winter program is done. It's dead.
Officially over, dude.
It's done. It's dead. It's behind us. We'll speak of it no more. Although, we always do enjoy it. But I got to say, I'm pretty excited about today. Today's the first day that we're going out with the intention of getting fish on, moving baits, moving into the pre-spawn pattern. You know, I always hate, like, when we lose a recording because I feel like I'm, like, talking about stuff that we've already talked about.
Well, I mean, I was going to say we've already talked about this, but I think it's important to, like, kind of...
So, I went last weekend.
Yeah.
And the water temps were in the low 40s. Fish were definitely wintered up. We got on, like, a really good bite. You know, we caught a couple 20s, a couple 19s. I think five or six fish over between 18 and 19, so... We had a really good day, but the fish were definitely wintered up. Josh went out yesterday, and the fish had for sure moved out of wintering spots.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because I texted you, and I was like, hey, let me know what, you know, how they were doing. I assumed it was winter because of the type of fish you caught and what you were catching them on. But I also, there was a guy that I respect as a fisherman that had posted that he was on tippy 2 days prior.
I mean, so, not as a man. You don't respect.
Not as a man.
You don't respect them as a man. But as a fisherman, sure.
Yeah.
Give him his due.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit. But fishing wise.
Yeah, dude. But he fished the tippy. So it would have been. He posted 2 days ago. So I went Friday. So I would assume he fished like Tuesday or Wednesday. And he was saying they had mud on their bellies. He said he had the best day ever on tippy. And, but it was, like, clear, like, okay, they're still wintered up. So I spent the first 3 hours I was there probing all of our winter spots. And, dude, my wife was sitting in the back of the boat. She's like, do you, like, suck now? She's like, she's like really giving me a razz, giving me a hard time. I was like,
I've won a blue trophy. I don't suck.
I said, dog, I got a blue trophy.
Dog, I got a blue trophy. Rig up whatever you want. I'll catch fish on it.
Yeah. So I was starting to feel a little bit of pressure, to be honest. Like, my wife.
Yeah, you don't want your bae to see you, like, get jerried out there.
I know. And I had zeroed up to this point. It's a, you probably know what spot I'm talking about. But down to the furthest kind of winter area that we go to. And there's a kayaker there that was fishing on the other side of the bank, and he pedaled over to me, and I didn't have any fish, like nothing. You know, he did the whole one. He listens to our podcast. He's a professor at Purdue, by the way. And
boiler up, baby.
Yeah. But he was like, "How are you doing?" And I kind of was like, "Oh my God, this is not, I don't know. I want to have this conversation right now." I was like,
"Just got out here, basically."
I was like, "It's pretty tough." I said, "I had not do too well." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'm having a hard time too. I've only caught 4. And I was like, "Yeah, that sucks." Yeah. So
you should have said, "I'm not just out here with my wife and trying to enjoy the day,
yeah,
man."
Yeah. So, anyways, he stuck around for a while and had a conversation. And I was like, getting frustrated. I was like, "All right, I need to catch some fish here."
Stop traffic.
So I ended up making a run. End up making a run actually way further down. So I actually went really far yesterday. I went way further down, which I thought I shouldn't need gas, but probably should get some. But I went further down, and then I was like, "You know what?" I told Katie, I was like, "You know what? I've been fishing this dumb winter pattern. I haven't got any." I was like, "I'm just going to throw a mag draft." And I was like, "I'm just going to go for a couple big bites and see if they're..." And it didn't take... The first bite I pulled up on, it was like 10 minutes in. I was like, I got hammered by the biggest one of the day. It was like 18 and a half.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I think I caught 9 fish the rest of the day, which we only really fished...
That's pretty normal, though.
Like 3 to 6. Like, so it wasn't like...
No, I think that's like... That's what I'm expecting today. I mean, I'm expecting if we catch 5, 6 fish today, but like we catch fish that are moving out of cover to eat, I'll be stoked.
Dude, I mean, I told you this, but I had an eat yesterday where I had legit a foot of line.
That's so fun.
And that thing came out of nowhere and engulfed that entire mag draft. Like, and
when you emerge from winter and like that's on the horizon, the feeling and anticipation that I've got right now.
Dude, it was...
The tingling in my nips right now.
It was unbelievable.
Unsatiable.
It was like one of those, like...
Insatiable.
I was laughing like a little girl. You know, Katie's like... she's like, "Great. What was that?"
You caught a fish. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was she reading or what?
Yeah. No, she's just like chilling out.
Just chilling.
Yeah, she likes chilling on the back of the boat. But, yeah, so it was a good day. I mean, I didn't catch very many fish, but I had nothing under 16 and a half besides... I did catch one... Right as that kayaker left, I caught a spotted bass. That was the only small fish. The rest of them were all over 16 and a half, big, healthy fish, and they were on, like, classic pre-spawn banks. Like,
that
kind of, like, you know,
trees
current,
in the water.
Yeah, current, but not, like, crazy current.
God, I love that.
But they were kind of stacked on those banks. Yeah, trees, boulders, kind of just junk fishing, really. Like, if you... Now, what they weren't on is where I thought is, like, they weren't on slow banks. Like, it needed a little bit of current. So, like...
Interesting.
Yeah, they need a little bit of current.
Well, today, where we're going is a little different. I mean, it's a smaller river. The water temperature will likely be higher than the temperature that you saw yesterday. And I'm expecting that, like, these fish always seem to be, like, a week and a half ahead of the fish where you went yesterday. So... We'll see what happens, man. I mean, we're not going to the spot that I would pick. I'll just say that. This is Josh's pick on a spot. So.
I mean, you never know. But, there's big fish all throughout this river.
And I mean, it's definitely not like a spot that I would never go to either. Yeah, it's not my first-round draft
pick. You can actually run all the way up to the spot you were talking about.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, I'm just stoked to be out, dude, honestly. I'm stoked to be out. I think it's going to be – we've got a really good opportunity to catch some fish on spinner baits. You know, depending on how dirty the water is, it might be jackhammers. It might be, mag draft, but whatever, munchies, dude. I'm leaving the. I brought Ned Rig rods. I brought like bottom rod. I might even leave them in the damn truck, dude.
Yeah, I'm not fishing none of that.
I might leave them in the damn truck and just chuck.
Yeah, we're gonna chuck. We're only gonna fish for like 4 hours, so
yeah.
I think we should just go out, cover as much water.
Do you need
water.
To get off here?
No.
Okay.
Go out to.
All right. Well, anyways, dude, I'm pretty psyched. It's yeah, like I said, last weekend I went with my brother, and we don't get to do a lot of winter fishing together. So, and in fact, I don't know if he's been the last 2 years in the winter. So, yeah, it was fun. Got to kind of show him what we get up to in the winter, and he caught a really, really big 20 and a half. I mean,
yeah,
it was a stud. So, and I caught one that was. I'm not going to call it a 20. It was like 19.9. You know, I just couldn't quite get it there. And it was a nice fish. And we got kind of, you know, started off in our first few spots, didn't really find any. And then we moved way, 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 way downstream. Like, it was a really super long run on a cold day.
Yeah.
Got down there and we just started crushing them. I think we caught 30 out of the same spot, so... Yeah, man, it was very, very fun.
What was
fun.
The flow when you were there that day?
It was like 2,300, 2,400.
Yeah,
so
that's some good shit.
Yeah, it was really
like
good.
1,000 yesterday. It was honestly the run was like, you get like in that 1,000,
oh, yeah.
And it's like...
It's almost the most dangerous.
Yeah, because like all the rocks that are like, when it's low, it's like, oh, well, you don't run there. They kind of look like
you
can
don't
run
know,
there.
If you don't know the river at 1,000, it's the most dangerous,
yeah,
in my
it's
opinion.
Pretty. It was pretty tough, but... It wasn't, honestly, I wouldn't have been that bad, but it was so windy that, like...
It was making disruption on the surface.
Oh, when you were going downstream, yeah. Like, you couldn't even really see the rocks. I hit two yesterday.
Especially, like, facing into the sun when there's wind coming.
Dude, it was...
It's pretty dangerous.
It was very dangerous, so...
Well, at least Katie got to experience that.
She had no idea.
When you hit stuff, did she freak out a little bit?
No, I never hit anything. One of them was, like...
I thought you said you hit a couple.
Yeah, no, I did. I hit two, but I did one of them. I just kind of glanced off. I saw it the last second, and like,
right.
And then the other one, I just didn't ever see, and it like hit the back of the boat where she was sitting at. It kind of boom. She's like, I felt that right under my butt. So
you're welcome.
That's what she said.
You're welcome. You're welcome, babe.
Yeah.
Nah, Ashley doesn't really care for the hitting things. We went out. Give me
a
test.
It's good. It's good.
All right. We went out. Last time she went out with me on the river was like last summer, and I hit a log intentionally. Like I hit a log because I had to go over a log to get through this spot.
Mm-hmm.
Did not care for it. Did not care for it one bit. So, you know, the jet boat thing's not for everybody. I'll just say that. Bumping off of stuff, sliding around corners. It's, dude. By the way, have you seen the jet nozzle thing that Demon's got going?
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
It looks pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if you don't have like that slick stuff on the bottom of your boat, like how...
Oh, I think it would be beneficial. I mean,
mine catches though, and it like, it creates a major problem. I think I'd have to get like some wet, you know, like that Outlander stuff on it or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. I think just the fact that you can, the responsiveness of turning a little nozzle compared to turning the whole engine, I think that is what makes that different. So maybe, you know, it wouldn't be as beneficial for yours, but it would definitely make it more maneuverable.
So is that what it is? Is that what makes it so much more responsive, is that you're just turning?
Yeah. Yeah, so like, think about it. You're turning that whole engine.
Does your motor not turn anymore then? Is it
no,
just the
motor,
nozzle?
Your motor stays straight, and your steering wheel is now hooked up to just that nozzle.
Wow, I did not realize that.
Yeah, it's basically one of the big advantages of an inboard is like you're only turning
right.
The little nozzle, so you can turn it really fast. Whereas like the motor, you're having to turn that whole thing. Now it doesn't. There's still advantages of an inboard.
Right.
But yeah, it definitely, the responsiveness is completely changed.
How much is that thing? That because it's rock proof.
I don't know, but I bet you it's not cheap.
Yeah, I mean, I would bet not. It's a completely, looks like cast iron.
I would guess a couple thousand if I was gonna guess, but I haven't seen any pricing for it. I don't even know if they're selling them.
It'd be nice to have that. I wonder if it like reduces your speed and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, it's very interesting. Yeah, we'll be out to see Demon.
Speaking of that, we're going to Demon weeks. Land, dude.
Dude, I can't wait to get down. I can't wait to get out to Demon Land, dude. Yeah. Yesterday, Josh was telling me, "Oh, I had a great day. You know, blah blah. Caught 9 fish, and you know, moving fish." And I was pretty amped up for him. And then he's like, "Yeah, Randy caught 120 fish yesterday." I was like, "Oh my god."
Yeah, dude, he's brutal. On him. He said he's had 12 20s the last 5 days.
He's such a hammer, though. So, anyways, looking forward to that. Next month, we'll be taking good buddy Alex Deneau and who's
Crow the other Dog, guy? Dude?
Jeremy Crow.
Yeah.
Which I don't know him. I've met him before, but I don't know him very well, so I'm looking forward to that. But anyways, dude, looking forward to today. Let's do some updates on the water.
Yeah, we'll do that. Or at least we're going to record on the way home. So
you got anything else you want to throw out there?
No, just before I forget, the Munchie.
Yes.
Munchies are coming. Probably, I would say, in 2 weeks we'll have a batch that we're dropping. So
end of March.
Yeah, end of March. We were trying to shoot for mid-March, and it just...
I would say forego selling them and just sort of...
just keep them all.
Just keep them all for our fishing trip.
April. We'll have plenty for the fishing trip, don't worry.
But I want them in the packages to make sure make sure that they're packaged. Okay, all right.
So we have... I'm like scared this dude doesn't know what lane he's supposed to be in.
I don't think... He's acting drunk as shit.
Yeah.
What's your problem, man? Lex is driving, piece of shit, old man.
Well, you know, the Smalley game starts up April 1st, so we're going to have a lot of, there's a Smalley game kickoff, I think we scheduled for the 25th.
Nice.
It's like a online, you know, thing. We're going to recognize all the Bronze Masters and all that stuff. But yeah, the Munchies will be out here, you know.
What's the prize pack for the Bronze Masters look like this year?
I haven't announced it, but.
Yeah, we'll announce it.
Okay. So, we have custom beanies like I did last year, except in a different color. So, we got it personalized on, you know, embroidered, has their name, 2024 Bronze Master on it.
Sick.
Smallies on the front. And then we have the certificates. They're sick this year. Dustin did a really cool design on them. Then we do, I did a challenge coins. So there's,
oh, cool.
You know, has the last year's logo, the Bronze Master, or the Smalley Games logo on one side, a Cheegan logo on the other. And then there's one more mystery thing that I'm going to leave for the live.
So. Yeah. I got to say, like, the prize pack that you've done for the last 2 years definitely... I know it's a lot of effort and that kind of stuff, but it definitely is a very cool
thing.
Yeah,
I think
so.
I like doing that stuff, man. It's fun. It's
It's also a big accomplishment. I mean, whatever. I know it's a
sick, dude. Have you
a dumb little thing that like you guys made or whatever, but like it is a huge accomplishment.
Tap that.
I think so. Anyways, no, I haven't seen the board yet. I haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen it. The board is Andrew did this year, and it is, dude, it is sick.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've been like, I don't know, dude. I've been Kerouac on everybody's ass. I'll just say that. I haven't been on social media. I haven't been, yeah. I don't know.
I haven't done near as much, man. I've tried. It's like.
Speaking of, dude, old DB getting the damn Sportsman's Warehouse nod. That's freaking sick.
I don't know. I didn't even hear about that. I just saw his video.
Yeah, I talked to him about it today. It's pretty sick. So if you. Go to Hoosier State Fishing, and he's got like a promo.
Hey, say it again.
Go to Hoosier State Fishing.
And say it again.
Go to Hoosier State Fishing.
Dude, listen, how do you say Hoosier?
Hoosier?
Hoosier.
Well, I don't know. I'm a boilermaker. I'm a boilermaker, baby. I'm not.
Hoosier State Fishing, dude.
Well, how are you supposed to say it? It's a fake, made up word.
Hoosier.
Hoosier?
Yeah, Hoosier.
Hoosier?
Hoosier?
I'm saying it, Hoosier. It's a made-up word.
I'm going to start spelling it H-E-U-O, Hoosier.
I mean, it's a made-up word. I'm not saying that I'm doing it wrong. I won't admit that. So,
Hoosier State Fishing.
Go to HoosierStateFishing.com. Damn it. Now it's in my head. Anyways, go to HoosierStateFishing.com. I don't even think it's HoosierStateFishing.com. I think it's just go to his Instagram. He's got like a promo code for he's got like some sort of deal with Sportsman's Warehouse where Yeah, I don't know. So buy something with his promo code. I bought some stuff.
Affiliate link.
Josh probably didn't because he's not as good a friend as me. Did you buy something off of Hoosier State Fishing's
promo code? I didn't even catch the whole code thing.
Didn't do it?
I did. Why is Derek making a video of Sportsman's Warehouse?
Sportsman's Warehouse is sick.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, the good people at Sportsman's Warehouse, I love your store. Yeah. I think it's sick as hell. Best box store for outdoor stuff.
It's one of them for sure.
I think it's the best.
Yeah.
What do you think is better than Sportsman's Warehouse?
Better
Academy.
Academy's probably as good. No, Dick's has actually got a good selection of fishing stuff.
Dick's.com.
Our boy Quillback, Alex Magner, is the fishing department manager at Dick's.
Really?
It's
a
job.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I like Dick's. It's fine, but I got to say,
they don't carry guns and they don't carry assault rifles anymore.
I don't like that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't really care if they carry guns, but I do think Sportsman's has got like a very good selection of like everything. Like fly fishing stuff is in there. Regular fishing stuff.
They
good
cater
apparel.
To the homosexuals for sure, just a little bit.
Okay. Well, anyways, any goodwill that we might have garnered by this mention is ruined. And in fact, Derek might unfriend us.
Go support Derek. Go buy some.
Go to Hoosier
stuff. Go to Hoosier Sea Fishing.
Now you're gonna start doing it, dude. I mean, what is that word? It's a dumb made up. I wish that Indiana would change. Would have. Distance itself from the Hoosiers.
I didn't even realize this, but in like Missouri, that's like what you call like a dumb person.
Yeah,
a Hoosier.
Well, also because it's a dumb. I mean, the myth that we always heard in elementary school was that it was based on bar fights, and they had like a jar. Yeah, a jar of ears. Like, what is that?
I didn't hear the jar theory. I just heard like. Somebody got their ear cut off, and somebody's like, whose ear is this?
I mean, well, how dumb are we that we're like, well, you know what? I think we should name all
like
of our residents.
Because it's like, it's a made-up word. Nobody really knows where it comes from. It's original. Only people in Indiana get it, so I don't mind it.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, there are a lot of, like,
I think as a Boilermaker, you're conditioned to not like that word.
So, yeah, maybe. I do have a degree from IU, though. But anyways, all right. Yeah. Sounds good, everybody. We'll update periodically. I think that everyone's like, oh, what are they even talking about now?
Yeah, so we'll go on the water here. If I had to guess, we will not record on the water unless something extraordinary happens.
That's probably true. But on the way back, maybe.
On the way back, we'll definitely record.
Shout out you. So.
We're getting ready to launch the boat, so.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace out, wet boys.
All right, dude, we are off the damn water.
We are, dude.
Successful trip, I would say.
Successful. 100%.
I mean, how many fish did you catch? Eight?
Mm-hmm. Maybe that many. Six or seven. Something like that. Well, you catch two?
I caught three.
Three.
Don't forget that one.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Don't you dare.
It's 5 or 7.
All right. Anyways, it's pretty successful, I would say. I mean, we were only out there 3 hours, so yeah. And on top of that, every fish we caught was moving.
Yeah.
On
hammered them, dude.
Yeah. On spinner baits, on moving baits. So yeah, very fun, very good trip. Yeah, it was nice. I'm not gonna lie, you were up at one point like 6-1. I'm starting to get a little, not salty, but I was starting to get a little like, come on, man. But finally got, I think I caught 2 or 3 in a row there at the end. So actually, I caught 4. Because I caught one at the discharge, and then I caught 2 others.
Well,
and then the large amount.
Either way, it was all after the speech.
Yeah, he gave me the Mike Iaconelli speech. And that worked. I mean, obviously,
You know the meme that, there's like a bunch of different variations of it, but it's like the girl in the mirror, like putting on makeup, kind of crying in the bathroom, and there's like some muffled person in the background, and it's like, me practicing my Creed impression.
Yes, yes. It's Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I told Derek, I was like,
that ugly bitch.
I was like, why don't, yeah. I told Derek, I was like, dude, why don't we do that with
practicing your Mike Iaconelli impressions. Where he's like, never give up. Doing our boy dirty. By the way, I don't know, I don't know if you've even talked about it on the podcast or whatever. I know you did an episode without me, so. Didn't you guys run into each other at the fishing show?
Oh, I did. Have I not told you the story?
No, you haven't.
I knew he was at the show, and I had that trophy there. Obviously, I talked shit to him before. It's good. It's fine. Okay. I talked shit to him before, and he messaged me back on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
And I waited until he was done with the seminar, and I walked up, and I was like, "Hey," I was like, "I know never met you before." I said, "But it's like I have something I want to show you in my booth. Would you mind coming down to my booth?" And he was like, "No, man, yeah, cool. I'll come down." Like being really, now that will stop it. So, anyways, I asked him.
So he never got the speech from his mom to not take candy from strangers and follow them to their van. Is what
yeah.
It sounds like.
He was okay. He was being super cool, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll follow you, whatever." So, anyways, I followed him, or he follows me back, and like everybody stopped, and the guy, it was really annoying. Like everybody's like grabbing him as he. So finally, he makes his way. Our booth was pretty close.
Honestly, we should be used to that at this point.
Yeah, basically. pretty close to the hog trough. So I got him to my booth, and I said, "Hey, I got some." Actually, when I said, "I have something that you want that you're never going to get." That's what I told him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he's like, he just kind of started laughing, and he's like, "Okay, all right, I'll follow, I'll play along." And he like comes over and he sees us like, "Oh my gosh." He's like, "Is that you?" He's like, "Are you the guy that messaged me on Instagram?"
Nice to meet you.
"Hell yeah, I am, dude." I go, I gotta get a picture with this trophy. He's like, All right. So I like got it out. He was super cool. Really was into our brand. He actually came, he was like, "Dude, I really want some of this stuff." He's like, "Can I come by tomorrow to get some of it?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." So he ended up, we left, when the show closed, and we got back, the next morning, the guy was like, "Dude, Mike Iaconelli was at your booth for, 20 minutes after you guys left." And I was like, "Oh, man." So I never did, but he promised me that he would come on Small Light Talk.
Nice.
And he promised me he would have me on the Ike Live.
Wow. That's big time.
Yeah. So I'm pretty,
You're pressed about it.
I think you're fine. Talk.
Oh, there we go. I'm back. I muted myself on accident. Anyways, yeah, big time, dude.
Yeah.
Ike Live is...
I know.
It's a huge show.
Yeah, he's like, "Let's do it. All right, dude, let's do it."
Okay, now I have to ask, and I don't know. I'm not trying to put him on blast or anything, but the video where he caught that fish out of the drain, have you seen that before?
Mm-mm.
He's, fishing in, downtown, Billy or something.
Oh, really?
And he catches one out of a sewer drain.
It's gotta be fake, right?
On a sidewalk. That's what I was gonna ask. I don't know. I mean, it looked real. I'll tell you that. If it was fake, they did a good job of faking it. But it's a pretty cool video. If you haven't seen it,
I am not.
You should look it up. But anyways, dude. All in all, I thought it was a pretty successful trip.
Yeah, dude. It's our first. I mean, the fish are definitely for those who follow this kind of nerdy stuff. The fish are definitely on the move. Dude, we had 59 degree water.
Yeah, 58, 59 degree water while we were out there. But
it's not going to stay that way.
Super, super, super windy. It's raining hard now. So, anyways, man, all in all, very happy with it. So, glad we got out. Anything else that you really want
to... Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we got to go into Susquehanna. Let's talk a little bit about some trips we got this year. We got the Susquehanna coming up in about a month, almost exactly a month.
Yep.
We're going out there for, I think, 5 days, 4 days, something like that. We had it planned. And then I texted Chris. I was like, do you realize April 20th is Easter?
Right.
So we had to shift
We had to shift the blades around a little bit.
Yeah.
So that week, and then what we were just talking about, I'm super excited about fishing the Kayak Adventure Series in Minnesota.
Is that the only one you're fishing? The one in Minnesota?
It's the only one I'm keeping. You know, I signed up for it. By the way, you should. You get, so for those who don't know, the first 50 people that sign up get like a gift bag, and apparently it's like $200 worth of crap.
What?
Yeah, so you need to sign up.
Well, thanks for telling me, teammate.
Yeah.
You told me now, I'm probably already not even in the top 50.
I don't know, there was only like 14 people signed up when I signed up for it.
That place sucks anyways.
It's in July, so it's got, it sucks. That place you'll probably be like 80 inches of wood in it.
Yeah, probably. 70, high 70s
well,
for sure.
Dude, we're going to go out there and fish our first team tournament together.
Yeah.
I'm pumped about it, dude. I mean, not only are we doing all that, like fishing a team tournament on a river, this is like the best river we've ever fished in our entire lives.
Yeah.
Like, it's
going to be amazing. And just 5 days of fishing.
And we know it. We know it really well. So we're going to be able to, like...
I think we'll be competitive.
Yeah, we got a strategy going in.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to be competitive, but all in all, I mean, just to have 5 days on the river is...
Yeah, I mean, so. It's going to be awesome. We need to figure out accommodations for that, because I was looking them up, there's not much around there.
So what?
Accommodations. So we need to figure that out. Drew may have a place for us since Michigan sponsors it, so I don't know. I've gotten a free house the last couple of them I went to, so we'll try to figure out what's going on.
Well, anyways, it's you don't have any other big tournaments this year?
So Bassmaster's not going back to Susquehanna. Drew's tournament goes to Susquehanna, actually, but it's like a month after we fish the Upper Mississippi. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to pull that one off.
It's a big swing.
Yeah, it'd be a big old swing. Other than that, no, I'm going to keep a light on the tournaments this year. I probably fish some local stuff.
Man, you fished a ton of tournaments the last 2 years, I feel like.
Yeah, I did. I mean, last year I actually did. The year before I did. The year before is where I fished all those GRPYs.
And you're going to New River in a couple weeks.
Going to the New River.
2 weeks.
Well, family spring break vacay.
So
immediately on one of the most storied small rivers in the world.
His wife made a... Grievous air. Hey, where do you want to go for spring break? Obviously, West Virginia is one of the hottest spring break destinations in the country. No, that's going to be a very cool trip. So, yeah man. All right. Well, I think for me, I've got... So, we're going to do the July trip. We've got a trip to Susquehanna in April, a trip to Susquehanna in October. So...
What's your, you doing any Great Lakes vacations?
I think this year we're, like our family vacation, we're kind of going back and forth on. We might end up doing a lake trip, like a lake house trip, but
yeah.
We're also talking about doing like a road trip from like Seattle to San Francisco, so.
Yeah.
Going to see what the lefties are all about up there. So yeah, I'm not sure. There's a lot of, that area up there has a lot of significance for Ash and I, so we might go up there and show the kids around. Our daughter's named after a spot up there and all that, so.
You definitely can catch some smallmouth up there.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that is true. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Do like a guided trip on the Columbia River or something.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I have like a running list of smallmouth states that I've caught smallmouth in, and I don't know that I'm, like, it's like a life goal to catch them all in one in each state, but I have attempted it in California. This time I am going to do it. We're going to California at the end of May because my sister's having a baby, and I will check that off my list. So
yeah,
if you're in California, specifically Southern California, and you got the hookup, please message me because I need is one smallmouth. That's it. I only need one smallmouth. I don't even care if it's on a net ring.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I mean, yeah, Columbia River's supposed to be really good, too.
Yeah, I know. You have, like, where's John Day at?
I think that's, like, Eastern Oregon.
Okay.
So, I don't think we're going to be venturing out that far, but...
Some pretty... I mean, that up there is unbelievable.
Yeah, very cool. Very scenic. You know,
spot. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways.
Good feeling, though. Spring's kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
And then 70 degrees. In spring fashion, we went from, like, balmy and 75 to 59 and rainy.
Yeah.
When we left. So.
We left at the right time. That way, so
yeah,
anyways, all right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. And as always, freedom fighter,
freedom fighter, baby.
No.